Welcome to Door 24 History. Today's topic, gunpowder. Imagine a time when the most powerful weapon on the battlefield was a bow, a sword, or maybe a catapult. Then, boom, a black, smoky mixture bursts onto the scene and forever changes the rules of war. That's the explosive story of gunpowder. Gunpowder was invented in China during the Tang Dynasty, sometime in the 9th century. Chinese alchemists were searching for an elixir of life to make people live forever. Instead, they found something much more explosive. The mixture, made from saltpeter, which is potassium nitrate, charcoal, and sulfur, didn't grant immortality, but it did create fire, noise, and a tremendous amount of force. At first, the Chinese used gunpowder for fireworks to celebrate holidays and impress the emperors. Over time, they realized its potential for war. By the 10th century, the Chinese were using gunpowder in flame-throwing devices, primitive bombs, and eventually early cannons known as fire lances. Gunpowder slowly made its way westward through trade and conquest. The Silk Road, a network of trade routes connecting China to the Middle East and Europe, carried not only silk and spices, but also ideas and inventions. By the 13th century, the Mongols, who controlled a vast empire from China to Eastern Europe, helped spread gunpowder technology. Arab scholars studied and improved on Chinese recipes. From there, European travelers, merchants, and soldiers encountered the technology, possibly during the Crusades. By the late 1200s, Europeans were experimenting with their own gunpowder weapons. The earliest European gunpowder weapons were simple cannons, basically metal tubes that could fire stone balls. They were heavy, inaccurate, and slow to reload, but they terrified enemies. That's half the battle. Over the next two centuries, cannons became more powerful, more accurate, and more mobile. By the 1400s, handheld firearms, like the arquebus, began replacing longbow and crossbow. Before gunpowder, heavily armored knights dominated the battlefield. Castles and stone walls were nearly impossible to take without long sieges. Gunpowder changed all of that. Cannons could smash through walls in hours instead of weeks. Muskets and rifles eventually made heavy armor useless, since bullets could pierce metal plates. Armies shifted from small groups of knights and foot soldiers to large formations of musket-armed infantry supported by artillery. This made war more organized, but also much more deadly. Gunpowder didn't just change battles, it changed governments. Before, local lords could defend their castles and keep power in their regions. But with cannons, kings could destroy those castles, forcing nobles to rely on the central government for protection. This helped monarchs gain more power and create stronger, more centralized states. Maintaining large armies with gunpowder weapons was expensive. Only powerful governments could afford it, which meant kings, not feudal lords, were in control. By the 17th and 18th centuries, Europe's most powerful countries, like France, Britain, and Spain, had standing armies, permanent navies, and advanced artillery. By the 1700s, gunpowder weapons were standard in all European armies. Muskets with bayonets, field artillery, and powerful naval cannons shaped the outcome of wars. The balance of power between nations often came down to who had the best guns and the most skilled artillery crews. Gunpowder had transformed Europe from a land of knights and castles into one of professional armies and powerful nation-states. And it all began with a Chinese alchemist's search for eternal life, proving that sometimes history's biggest bang comes from the most unexpected place. I'm Mike Chisholm for Door 24 History.